You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Boy, everybody is picking this New York Times article apart. Now, of course, on the surface, it looks like a white flag being waved. However, gentlemen, do not be fooled. This is nothing more than another dog whistle. Now, this article was published on the 20th of June. Now, I'm going to read the true title of this article. Men That We Want. Where Have You Gone? Friend Zone. Cleanup. Last Resort Men. Please Come Back. Now, as you all know, when women talk about men, they never are specific about which men they're talking about. Why? Well, that's done on purpose because they want all men to believe that they're asking them the question. However, we all know, we've figured out and we've learned by now that they're only talking about a small percentage of men. Now, I'm going to give you the answer to that question, ladies. And more than likely, you won't understand. Where have men gone? Men have gone nowhere, yet everywhere. Those of you who will understand, you will understand. So many men have retreated from intimacy, hiding behind firewalls, filters, and curated personas, dabbling and scrolling. We miss you. No, you don't. You miss what men did for you. A lot of you miss the non-sexual resources that you got from a lot of men, especially the friend-zoned men, the backup men, the cleanup men. Remember, gentlemen, women said this from their own mouths. If they're not sleeping with you, they don't like you. If they're making you jump through hoops, they don't like you. And a lot of men, we got the message. We got the clues. We got the hints. Unlike women who want to sit there and do everything under a clandestine, you know, mindset, we men were logical. So we got it. And that's why a lot of men have exited stage left. Now, this goes into the new mindset of a lot of men. If someone doesn't appreciate your presence, give them your absence. I'm pretty sure I butchered that saying, but that's the mindset of a lot of men nowadays. That's why a lot of men have simply withdrawn. They're gone. They're out. They're doing other things. Now, this article is extremely long, so I'm not going to waste my time going through all of it. I'm just going to pick out a few key things. Let's start off. May 17th. A warm Saturday night in Wicker Park, a vibrant stretch of Chicago where seven restaurants crowd a single block. She talks about a man named Troy, who she met at Playboy, and they were having dinner at Mama Delia, when she pretty much noticed a lot of tables were pulled together for a group of eight women. And at those tables, Troy was the only man. Yeah, that is not an uncommon sight. tables, groups of tables, and single women all out by them lonesomes. Yeah, men have said, we are done. I'm not the man she wants, so I'm not going to waste my time trying to approach these women. Yeah, ladies, you got to learn to shoot your shot. And then you have these women talking about, oh, I shot my shot by throwing a little look and he didn't get it. No, it's called, you need to actually go up to a man that you find suitable and talk to him. But guess what? A lot of women fail in that arena. Yeah, they absolutely fail. And I find it hilarious when I see it on social media. Now I'm going to skip all the way down where she talks about herself. I'm 54. I've been dating since the mid-80s, been married, been a mother, gotten divorced, and had many relationships, long and short. I remember the part of heterosexual male culture that involved showing up with a woman to signal something, status, success, and desirability. Yes, social currency. Yes, pre-selection, which is why a lot of women actually go after married men. Yeah, it's absolutely insane, but it's something that a lot of men have known for a long time. Yes, when men are in relationships, other women tend to try to get with that man on the side. Why do they do that? We don't know. But we do know when it comes to being selected, yeah, that's when a lot of women feel an attraction to that man. Yeah, it's crazy. But she goes on to say, women were once signifiers of value, even to other men. Yes. Yeah, I will definitely say that is true. A lot of men over the years understood that a particularly good-looking woman, yeah, that opened a lot of doors. And in a lot of circles, yes, unfortunately, the single man was kind of looked at with a side eye. However, that culture is pretty much dead and gone. It wasn't always healthy, but it meant that men had to show up and put in some effort. That dynamic has quietly collapsed. We've moved into an era where many men no longer seek women to impress other men or to connect across differences. They perform elsewhere, alone. They've filtered us out. No, ladies, you filtered yourself out. Why? Because of the over, and I do mean over, consumption that you do. You always want more. You're never satisfied. And women themselves have said this. If they were given 80% of a man, they feel that that is settling. Yeah, you're insatiable. Now, I'm going to go ahead and skip all the way down to where she talks about, you know, what she really wants to say. So here's what I will say. You are missed, not just by me, but by the world you once helped shape. Yeah, a lot of men are just sitting back and saying, you know what? I want to see the world burn. Because around the world, men are surely not appreciated. And yet, men still hold the burden of protecting a society and a world that sees them as nothing more than disposable cannon fodder. We remember you, the version of you that lingered at the table, that laughed from the chest, that asked questions and waited for the answers, that touched without taking, that listened, really listened, when a woman spoke. You are not gone, but your presence is thinning. In restaurants, in friendships, in the slow rituals of romantic emergence. You've retreated, not into malice, but into something softer and harder all at once. Avoidance, exhaustion, disrepair, and let me add this one, indifference. Maybe no one taught you how to stay. Whoa, hold up right there. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. No, women were never taught how to stay. Because you know, women, one, they have no problems cheating, and they have no problems leaving marriages. As we all know, the divorce statistics. Do we even need to go into that? 80% of divorces are filed by women, up to 90% if they're college educated. So no, men have been brainwashed into staying in situations that they should have long left. Yeah, up to the point where women in relationships are mentally and sometimes physically abusive to men. But men still stay. Why? Because we were taught we should stand in it. However, that mentality is dying out. Maybe the world told you your role was to provide, to perform, to protect, and never to feel. Yeah. But here is what's real. We never needed you to be perfect. We needed you to be with us. Not above, not muted, not masked, just with. And you can still come back. But the question remains, why should men come back? Not by becoming someone else, but by remembering what connection feels like when it is honest and slow, when it's earned and messy and sacred. We're still here. Those of us who are willing to co-create something true. We are not impossible to please. Wait a minute. What? Boy, I cannot believe she wrote this into this article. Women are not impossible to please, yet completely insatiable at the same time. What is women's favorite word? More. We are not asking for performances. Yes, you are. 666, ladies? Yeah. When you even have hideous women saying that they want the real life version of the fictional character of Christian Grey, get the absolute fuck out of here. We're asking for presence, for courage, for breath and eye contact, and the ability to say, I'm here. I don't know how to do this perfectly, but I want to try. No. These women have made it crystal clear. If you are not a perfect man, they don't want shit to do with you. And far too many men have said, yeah, I'm tired of trying to perform in this three-ring circus, so I'm out. Come back, not with flowers or fireworks, but with willingness, with your whole beautiful and perfect heart. We're still here, and we haven't stopped hoping. As for me, I'll keep showing up, not because I'm waiting, because I know what it feels like to finally have someone arrive. Yeah, right. No. No. Well, well, well. Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, with all of the videos of women talking about men should approach them, why aren't men approaching them? The various videos of women admitting that they are lonely. And this article right here, you be well to say, yes, this looks like women are waving the white flag. But as you all know, gentlemen, this is all a ploy. This is all a ploy to see which men they can get to come back to the plantation. Oh no, ladies. Oh no. For far too long, you told men, we ain't shit. We don't need men. We're strong and independent, blah, 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 blah. Plus the amount of rage bait videos that are out there. Yeah, yeah. The latest being men should start off in jail and work their way out. Yeah, these women are allowed to say the most insane crap ever, and no one calls them out on it. Okay, ladies, I see what you said, and I'll raise you one. If men should start off in jail and work our way out of jail, women should start their way in psych wards and work their way out of them. Yeah, ladies, two can play at that game. Because if women had to start off in psych wards and mental hospitals, the vast majority of them would not make it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you have the girl who put out the Chop Men video. Yeah. Yeah. She was absolutely fucking hideous, but yet had the audacity to call men ugly. But then, when she got roasted on her looks, what did she do? She put out a second video just to say, oh, you know what? I can clean up well too. And she was strategic about it because she wore a tight dress, put on makeup, and made sure to include a side shot of her. Yeah, she wasn't fooling anybody. She made that first video just to get men to engage with her, to roast her on her looks. And then she put out that second video trying to say, ooh, this is me when I'm made up. So yeah, no, no. Men are no longer falling for it, ladies. All this rage bait. Yeah, stop. Just stop. Men have pulled back our most valuable resource from these women. And ironically, money is to these women, we've pulled back something even more valuable, our attention. And a lot of these women are losing their minds. So I ask you, gentlemen, who's really having the loneliness epidemic? Is it men or is it women? It is women. Why? Because the difference between a male loneliness epidemic and the female loneliness epidemic, men are in reality. Women are still in delusion. We men, we get our reality checks early in life. We can't afford to be delusional. Women are consistently pandered to by the world to keep them consuming. At first, it was under the guise of, oh my God, if we don't pander to women, then they're not gonna have sex, we're not gonna have kids, and our culture is gonna die out. That was the first pandering. Then it became all about women and consumerism. Yeah, that was the big pandering to women. Keep them spending money. However, yeah, the birth rate still fucking plummeted. So yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, ladies, you're the ones who are really going through a loneliness epidemic, because men, yeah, we figured it out. We accept our station in life. Women, a lot of you, you can't. So yeah, reality is a wonderful thing. And guess what, ladies? You're going through it. It is what it is. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you ladies across the board, this woman's 54. And guess what? No one's lining up for her. And a lot of you younger women, a lot of you have ridden the carousel to the point that a lot of young men have said, yeah, no, we don't want you either. Thank God for Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue, because they are the representative of the young woman of today. And more men are saying, nope, if that's what I have to look forward to in America or in the West, I'm going elsewhere. I'm going to fish in a cleaner lake. I'm going to a better store. Because women in the West, they want far too much when they offer far too little. So yeah, you ladies better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power that you thought that you had from society, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to put up with you no matter how bad you talked about us, how bad you treated us, yeah, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men have realized, even the everyday average man has realized, yes, I have more options, even if those options are outside of America. And yeah, ladies, the average men that you don't want here, they become superstars when they leave this country. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you hate. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.